When people hear manufacturing, they think of dirty, old factories, you know, sort of low skill, low paying jobs. And that's really not the case anymore.
Liz Callahan is the workforce development manager at the Buffalo Niagara Partnership. The partnership has been working to make sure it's leading conversations about issues in advanced manufacturing, encouraging collaborations between educational institutions and employers.
We're asking a lot of people, education, training providers, and employers to all come together to think about how to solve a very complex problem. How do we get high school and college students interested in manufacturing and in the skilled trades when for a long time the push was everyone goes to a four-year school and that those jobs were leaving the region? How do we get parents on board?
One of the organizations playing a key role in promoting advanced manufacturing careers is Western New York STEM Hub. President Michelle Cavanaugh says they recently released results of a study. It examined the measure of middle skills gaps in the Western New York region.
Well, the report itself shows that of the four occupational categories, which include mechanical engineering, electrical engineering, mechatronics, and tooling and machining, we have a significant gap for three of them. The good news is that we're working to close the gap nicely with electrical engineering.
What are middle skills?
Middle skills are those skills that are developed with potentially less than a four-year college degree, anything from high school through a two-year or certification program that leads to specific STEM skills in engineering technologies, mostly.
For decades, Alfred State, a SUNY College of Technology, has been providing students with education, leading them to STEM jobs.
We have a whole campus that is dedicated to the skilled trades, and then we have a second campus in Alfred that does more of the engineering technology through four-year programs. So we've been serving the manufacturing community actually since about 1940.
Craig Clark is Vice President of Economic Development at Alfred State.
The high school level, you know, we encourage students to get exposed to some kind of technology through a tech teacher or potentially a BOCES if that's possible. The real key component, though, is making sure you keep your math skills up. We're not talking about high-end math, but algebra trig and understanding it and how to apply it. I think that's the key component, is making sure you can apply your math skills.
A lot more people need to be informed that, you know, it's not a bad thing to go into a BOCES program to start and even get your hands dirty and just find out what you want to do.
Kyle Clapsaddle is a 2014 Alfred State graduate. He's employed at Praxair in what's called the cold box team. He specializes in processing piping. That piping is used in air separation plants all over the U.S. and across the world. He says math is very important in his job.
So what would be your bit of advice to someone in high school?
I guess just look into your BOCES programs and figure out, you know, what you would be interested in, and talk to your advisors, talk to about BOCES. I think that was the main starter for me to get into this type of field.
I think that these jobs should be classified as a skill, and a skilled trade is a very honorable, respectable career path.
Jeff Brower is also an Alfred State graduate. He received his degree in 2006 in machine tool technology. He works at Haas Factory Outlet in Fairport. It's a division of NIMAT Machine Tool.
My job encompasses machine repair of computer numerical control machines. What that entails is we do everything from electronic repair to mechanical repair to electromechanical repair, hydraulics, pneumatics.
With a projection of key occupations losing almost 25% of their workforce due to retirements in the next 10 years, encouraging future advanced manufacturing careers is essential. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.